Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology, presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is May 30th, 2021. In this report, we'll be looking at what's coming up in the zodiac for June 2021. But before we begin, a note to all viewers, the weekly videos on this channel are available to people who donate to the channel. You are watching the once-a-month free public video. If you would like to have access to the upcoming month's weekly reports, stick around for the link at the end of this video to make your donation. Thanks. First, we have something that is already in progress. Mercury retrograde, which began yesterday, May 29th. In the sidereal zodiac, this retrograde Mercury period begins at 0 degrees Gemini. The borderline between two signs is considered to be a weak position for any transiting planet. So, a rather odd spot to begin Mercury retrograde, and just one of the details suggesting that this Merc retro period will be a bit different. In any case, the usual retrograde Mercury precautions should be observed. Expect delays in communications, mistakes in transactions, equipment malfunctions, misunderstandings, misinterpretations of the data, distorted media reports, and so forth. Retrograde Mercury is good for some things, like going back over something that needs correction, such as rewriting or editing a report, or getting back in touch with someone, answering past correspondence, paying past bills, and so forth. Mercury backs into sidereal Taurus on June 2nd, and then, just a week later, Mercury will be in near exact conjunction with the June 10th solar eclipse. A solar eclipse is a harbinger of changes coming. An eclipse can produce effects for several months afterwards. So here, with retrograde Mercury conjunct the eclipse, the influence of a bad Mercury will extend into the future. In other words, the Mercury retrograde effects, such as mistaken decisions, will have repercussions way past the actual celestial event. In a personal chart, if you are Taurus rising, or have natal planets in Taurus, you are more vulnerable to this retrograde Mercury. Here's an example of someone we've all heard about, Donald Trump. He's got three important significators in late Taurus in his birth chart. So, Mercury, planet of facts and data and transactions, going back to the past, is going to cause trouble in the Donald's 10th house of public deeds, reputation, business activities, and so on. Of course, as we know, there is now a special grand jury looking into Mr. Trump's past financial shenanigans. Mars is the action planet. Wherever Mars goes in the zodiac, it makes stuff happen. So, when Mars changes signs, that's fairly significant. Mars has been in Gemini since middle of April. On June 1st, Mars leaves Gemini and enters sidereal Cancer. This puts the planet of action and aggression in the sign of emotional reactivity, an indication of emotions getting out of hand. Cancer is also the sign of the public, and Mars is the planet of violence. So this is not a good thing. In fact, Mars is considered debilitated in this sign. In other words, some of the planet's worst qualities can manifest. Making matters even worse for Mars is that, as the planet progresses further into Cancer during June, it will come into opposition with Saturn, which is transiting on the other side of the zodiac in Capricorn, and is now retrograde. Mars, the planet of action and fast results, doesn't like Saturn, the planet of limitation and delay. When they interact, there's a lot of tension and stress. So, as we move into the hot summer days, the pressure and strain and apprehension will be increasing. I'll be reporting on more details in a forthcoming segment. An impressive celestial event happens this month. There will be a solar eclipse on June 10th. This solar eclipse will be an annular eclipse. In other words, the shadow of the moon won't completely cover the disk of the sun. The result will be the so-called Ring of Fire eclipse. Still pretty impressive if you get to see it. But this time, it's not likely you will see it unless you live in some parts of northern Canada or happen to be visiting the North Pole on June 10th. Anyway, a solar eclipse happens on a new moon. A new moon is significant as the birth of the lunar month, and the celestial energy pattern at that time sets the tone for the coming 4 weeks. A solar eclipse is blocking the energy of the sun, thereby weakening the month's energy. On top of that, we have retrograde Mercury in a tight conjunction with this new moon solar eclipse. In other words, the significations of a backwards planet of making decisions is combined with the weakened birth of the month. So, the energy of June extending into July is seriously compromised. Therefore, not much hope for progress, and certainly not a good time period for making an important decision. Venus is in a bad way for this month in both of the signs it will be transiting in. For the first 3 weeks, Venus is in Gemini. The ruler of Gemini is Mercury, which happens to be retrograde. Mercury itself is in Taurus, Venus's sign. So the two planets are forming a Parivartana Yoga. Essentially, retrograde Mercury is infecting Venus, causing problems for the planet of romance, guidance, compromise, and agreement. On the same day that Mercury ends its retrograde, June 22nd, Venus changes signs and enters sidereal Cancer. Here, Venus teams up with Mars. Having the two gender planets together creates a lot of heat, excitement, passion. And this is in Cancer, an emotional water sign. Mars is forceful. Venus is mild. So Venus significations are more likely to suffer. Romance, finance, compromise, agreement. Venus is behind Mars in the zodiac, and since it moves faster, it will catch up to Mars. But the exact conjunction isn't until July 13th. Still, we will be noticing effects as soon as Venus enters Cancer in the last week of June. Things like forced agreements. Jupiter begins a retrograde period this month on June 20th at 8 degrees sidereal Aquarius. We will have the planet of truth and wisdom in the sign of the social revolutionary going backwards in the zodiac for the next 4 months. A planet that is retrograde is being held back from normal progress. Thus, Jupiter, the planet of prosperity, when retrograde, can delay prosperity. Jupiter, planet of truth and wisdom, when retrograde, can delay the administration of justice. When a planet is retrograde, it is going back over a previously traversed part of the zodiac. So it's actually good for going back to the past. Jupiter is the planet of opportunity. When it goes back over the past, it's a good time to revisit opportunities that did not initially pan out. They may be worth a second look. Jupiter retrograde periods are also good for taking advantage of opportunities that others have missed. I'll be doing a more complete analysis on Jupiter retrograde in an upcoming report. Okay, so there's a brief look at planetary patterns for June 2021. And now a reminder, you have been watching Astrology News Reports once a month free public video. If you would like to see the upcoming month's weekly reports, donate $20 by clicking on or touching the donation card you see at the end of this video, which will take you to the donation page. And if $20 for a month is too much for you, you can donate $10. The link to each week's report will be sent to you via your email. Here's a description of what's coming up in the June videos. June 6th, Mars in Cancer, analysis and effects for your rising sign chart. June 13th, current transits and their effects for the USA astrology chart. June 20th, an analysis of Jupiter's retrograde period. June 27th, preview of planetary patterns for July 2021. You'll not want to miss out on all these great upcoming videos, so here's the link for your donation. Just click or touch the card, which will take you to the donation page. And if the card does not appear or doesn't work, you can find the link in the comment section below. Thank you, and until next week.